Rose. Hey, we just heard a little promo from Wally Dalziel Racing. It's great to have Wally Dalziel as a supporter and sponsor of the Spring Ticket throughout this Spring Carnival. And what better time to get him on board, because it could be a huge day for Wally Dalziel and Roy Higgins Racing with two massive hopes today. Of course, they've got Mr. Quickie going around in the Highland Underwood Stakes, and they could have a Caulfield Guineas contender with Savannah Cloud going around in the Prelude. Wally, good afternoon.
How are we, Mick? Good.
I'm well. How are you? Do you get nervous before these big races?
I don't. Well, a little bit. I am today, to be honest. I've got the trackies on still, though, and I've got the hoodie on. I'm pacing around the kitchen, the lounge room. We've got a big day, actually, in general, because we've got four runners. We've had two at Kembla Grange, and the first one just got beaten in a photo nostril right on the bob. And we've got one in race five. So, we had quite a lot of owners focused in on our horses, and it's a big day. So I do get a bit nervous. I am today, but we're pacing around the kitchen and the lounge room. Everything's ready to go.
Wiley Gareth Hall here. Great to have you a part of the team here on the Spring Ticket. And how do you go? So what's the day like for you? You wake up, do you talk to the trainers, and then you spread the message to your owners? What's the process?
Yeah, so pretty much Thursday, Friday, we've got weekend runners. We'll have the pre-race reports out to all the owners probably by Friday. We do some on race morning. Philip Stokes did both yesterday, knowing it was obviously a hectic morning. We then try and do one on race morning, just a little last word to them. I try and text them all. It's hard to ring everyone, but I ring some of them and text them. And then Philip sends us a video from On Track today, which we've already sent out to the owners as well. And so it is pretty busy, yeah. And then all the post-race stuff comes through with the jockey comments and trainer comments, and I try and send that out virtually straight away, so at least they're getting it pretty quickly. So there's a fair bit to do, and of course I love watching all the other races too, and putting my multis on and trying to win a fortune and pay the house off. So it's a lot to think about on a Saturday.
I remember the chefs on the run days, Wiley, and everything's become so advanced since then. I was talking to Sam Lyons from Grand Syndications the other day about the lengths that syndicate goes to provide a service for its clients and technology and all that sort of stuff. Is there a sense of competition amongst the syndicators? Not competition, but not getting left behind what others are doing?
Yeah, probably just got to keep up with a little bit. I remember, chefs on the run, it's a lot of work that's gone into it. And I remember I was one of the first ones down at the Caulfield Tower with a mobile phone asking Moods, virtually begging him, can I please come down in the morning and just do a little track work video and get some comments from you? And we're talking a long time ago. And back then you had to be, with Moods, you couldn't tell him what to do. You just had to plant the idea and wait. So I remember he rang me. He goes, all right. I said, I don't care what time Moods, I'll come down there any time. He goes, all right. So I remember he rang me. He goes, righto, 4:30. He came down the tower. It was pitch black, but I just jumped at it, and I said to Roy Higgins, my old mate, and I said, look, I'm heading down there. And so we did the first couple of videos, and now, of course, it's the norm. Everybody's got them. Technology's advanced so much. So, look, I think, there's no excuse for not communicating these days, I don't believe, and I think the only thing you can do now is obviously for your owners to get them on board is obviously try and be consistent with your horses, have a good strike rate of winners, and just be open and honest with them. If the horse can run, it can run, and we keep going with it. If it's going to struggle a little bit, then we sell them off as brood mares or place them where they can win with our other trainers, or alternatively, animal welfare's massive, and I've always been big on that. You can place them and give them away to a good home. So yeah, there's plenty to do there, but it has come a bit of a way now, so just got to keep things up to date. I'm actually just about to redo my website and a couple of little different things. So, yeah, he does a great job, Sam. I've met him. He's a good bloke. You sort of say good day to some of the syndicators, they all do a pretty super job. In fact, Darren Dance is actually in. We bought Behemoth Sister off him, trying to find a horse with the great late Danny Frawley. And we bought Behemoth Sister, and I think they were the underbidder. But Darren Dance actually read it, and he said, can I keep a share? And I said, mate, I'd be happy to race with you. So that's a great story, apart from losing Danny, obviously. But now that filly's very valuable.
Well, we look forward to seeing that get to the track. Savannah Cloud could be very valuable as well. He's a colt by Sabbabeel. If he can win today, he'll be one of the favourites for the Caulfield Guineas. It is a big step up in class. Drawn barrier four. What's the feeling from the camp today?
Oh, you don't want to be overconfident, but we've been pretty excited about this horse from the day he sort of, after he had a jump out one morning down there, he sort of looked impressive doing it for a Savabeel, winning it over a short course distance. And then, yeah, we sent him out for his first race as a two-year-old, obviously over, I think it was 1,100 metres on debut at Caulfield, which is, again, not ideal, but we kicked him off. And, yeah, Philip just said, I think this could be a real beauty for you. And so far, so yeah, so we think he's up to it today. He's obviously going to be racing against better horses than what he's met in that the race the other day, the maiden, and he had everything pretty easy. He just had to go around him and go for home. So, yeah, but I think without, you know, wanting to get too confident, we're hoping that he gets a great ride from Luke Curry, who's really in form, and Luke was keen for the ride. He rang me up for it and texted me and said, I'd love to get on his back, and Luke Nolan was committed, so... grabbed him, so yeah, hopefully we'll know soon.
Well, he's about $8 in the Guineas Prelude for the Colts and Geldings, and then Mr. Quickie, can he cause a boil over of sorts and knock off Russian Camelot?
Well, the track seems to be playing pretty fair to me. Yeah, they're coming from back and sort of midfield, and obviously a couple on speed, but I think it's reasonably fair. So as long as he gets a good run, it's only a small field, he shouldn't get in too much trouble. And I think if you go through his career, the times he hasn't won or finished in the top three, which is only four times, he's just been unlucky trying to get there. So, look, we'll get a good guide on which way we can go with him, but I think he'll run honest again, and so that means he'll finish top three.
Well, Wally, you go, yeah, go, Wally.
I was just saying, we wish you the best of luck, mate, and hopefully you can head home with a double today.
Yeah, no, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Big double.
And if any listeners want to join Wally Dalziel Racing, best jump on the website?
Yeah, absolutely. Jump on the website, get in contact with us, and myself and Moods will buy a few more yearlings in the new season, and we always come across horses, so if anyone wants to jump on board with us, that'd be great. And, you know, Moods and I will still buy them, and we'll still be big with Philip Stokes and buying some with Phil and stuff. So, yeah, always welcome.
Good luck today, Wally. Great to have you on board with the spring ticket.
Good on you. Thanks, Mick. See ya.